But I tell you that story because for a while I considered opening for a clown to be a career low point. And then, just a while back, earlier this year, I flew down here to Atlanta. I had a whole weekend of shows set up, and on the first night, I got pulled over, a 9-year-old warrant popped up, and went to jail for 8 days. And I was like, you know what? Open it for the clown wasn't that bad. This is bad. Okay. And what made it worse was my friend was with me. He was pretty drunk. And when the cop is running my stuff, and he's taking a while, I turn to my friend, and I say, you know, hey, dude, if something comes up and I get arrested, I need you to be cool, because you got to make calls for me. I got to get out. And my friend says, dude, you're not getting arrested. I'm going to pull the paramedic card. And I was like, I don't know what that is, but don't. Apparently, my friend worked as a paramedic for like 6 months, so none of his friends can be arrested. That's a rule. Well, when it comes to, you know, the cop came up, he asked me to get out of the car. I saw that I was getting arrested, and he didn't pull the paramedic card. He said something much worse. He said, officer, you can't arrest my friend. He's a comedian. He has a big show tomorrow. This cop was so excited that he bagged a comedian. Like when he brought me into the jail where in the booking where there's all the other people that just got arrested, he's like, hey, I got a comedian right here. It's a funny guy. And if you know any comedians, one of the most annoying things you can say is, oh, you're a comedian? Tell me a joke. Your comedian, tell me a joke, takes on a whole new level of intensity in jail. By the time I got through booking into cell block 600, I was running out of material. And I was freaked out, and I met my cellmate, or Maselli, as we call him in the big house. Maselli, he was cool. His name was Mo, and to give you an idea of what Mo was like, when I asked what he was in for, he said, oh man, wait a bitch brought the bill, gratuity included. I got upset, whoop-de-whoop-whoop, policeman got me on the ground. Which, I think we can all relate to that. Sometimes the waiter bitch brings the bill with gratuity included. And you get upset and then whoop-de-whoop-whoop, you're on the ground. It's a bad day. Well, I guess word had gotten around that I was a comedian because Mo asked me, he goes, hey man, is it true you're a celebrity? I said, no, I'm not a celebrity. And he goes, oh, okay. Hey, do you know Rudy Huxtable from The Cosby Show? I said, no, I don't know Rudy. And he goes, oh, because I got a problem with that bitch. Then he proceeded to tell me about the 3 different run-ins he had had with Rudy from The Cosby Show at the Popeyes near Greenbrier Mall. I'll try my best to summarize. He said, I was at Popeyes eating my chicken, my Cajun gravy, you know, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. And I feel I should clarify, whoop-de-whoop-whoop can be et cetera or yada yada yada. I'm eating my chicken, Cajun gravy, whoop-de-whoop-whoop. In walks Rudy Huxtable from The Cosby Show. My friend said, hey, that's Rudy from The Cosby Show. I said, no, it ain't. He said, yes, it is. I said, no, it ain't. I turn around, it is her. So I start saying, Rudy! Rudy! Rudy Huxtable! Rudy! This bitch acts like she doesn't hear me. And I'm a loud motherfucker, you know that. You know when someone is telling you a story and it's you're sure that's exactly how it happened, but they don't see they're being a horrible person? It was like that. I won't bother telling you about the 2 other times because they're exactly the same. But he sat there and told me the story 3 times. And I didn't know what to say. So all I could think to say was, well, you know, her name is Keisha. So maybe next time you could be like, hey, Keisha. And then he said, nah, man, I'm talking about Rudy from The Cosby Show. It's like, cool, 7 more days.